is Indie Studio on 92.9 Kick FM. I'm Pamela Roz, very gladly to be inside. It's freezing out in us. Thank you very much for joining me. Right now I'm sitting in with Mad Young Darlings. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, good.
It's awesome to be here.
Just like all these random ones. I'm so glad you're so excited. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to be
I appreciate it. The boys were all kind of like chilled out.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Good. I'm going to start actually with you guys introducing yourselves and saying what you do in the band.
So
anyone?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. My name's Eric. I play drums.
My name's Troy. I play guitar and harmonize.
My name's Brad. I also play guitar.
My name's Chris. I play bass.
I'm Natasha, and I'm singing. I sing. I'm a singer.
I do things with my voice. Awesome. So I know that you originally formed 6 years ago. Different members except two of you.
Yeah.
And so that time, it seemed to be working out. You didn't release an album, but you were having some sort of success. And now this is a whole new monster, for lack of a better word.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is different about this time around, than the first time at all?
Well, I think mostly that we're just doing whatever we want. We're just going to do what we want and figure it out as we go. And, like, I mean, we just kind of woke up and we're like, we're going to make this album. And we had no idea how to do it. Like, no idea at all. Like, it was absolutely terrifying now that I look back on it. But we did it. And now it's just a matter of teaching ourselves how to apply for grants. And, like, it's just, you know, just take control of what you've got and go as far as you can running with it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's really hard to, like, have that structure set up for yourself and then have, you know, stuff happen and then all of a sudden it's gone and you just are left in the rubble of it and like, oh my God, what do I do? How do I get back to where I was? And that was a huge learning experience. So yeah. I'm really thankful that we climbed out of that and now we have a record to hold in our hands.
So the first time, do you think that you tried to plan too much in a way?
I think it was just different priorities amongst us. Like, it's really stressful to be in a band. It's really hard. Like, I mean, there's also lots of really awesome things about being in a band. I think that's why we all love being in bands so much. But it just came down to different priorities amongst us, and we just had to say our goodbyes, and that was that, because can't create with people that you can't commit with. So
that's life.
Yeah,
it's like life. It's like any relationship.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
like,
God. Yeah.
It's like friendships, relationships, family. Sometimes you just have to say goodbye. That sounds really bad. I love my family. So I'm just gonna say right now, you don't hear enough ladies on vocals, and I always appreciate it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I thanked you earlier for being here in general because I love the boys, obviously, but it's always nice to have a girl in here too. But then you guys have great, all individually, you have this great musicality about you on all your different instruments. Mm-hmm. I was listening yesterday. You're like, mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course.
I was listening yesterday and I just loved it. So how do you think each of you adds to the kind of overall sound that you've created?
Tackle this one a bit, I guess. I think each of us like have our own styles, and when we write, for the most part, we're all sort of allowed to play what we play. So we kind of can develop a slightly more diverse sound than if it was just, you know, relying on one songwriter kind of being like, well, you play this, you play that. And I think if you surround yourself with good musicians who you trust and let them kind of do what they do, you sort of have the ability to create a sound that's unique and not, you know, not just based on one, like I said, one songwriter.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never been in a band, but I imagine if there is just one songwriter, sometimes there might be more arguments or more fights.
To an extent, that's probably true, because mm-hmm. I mean, everybody wants their input, right? Like, if you're part of something, you want to actually be part of something, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Part of it is just developing kind of trust amongst each other as well, because, you know, sometimes it does come down to one person writing the majority of something else, and you have to kind of trust someone else's vision to kind of take you someplace, and then, you know, touch base on how you feel about it, and, you know, that kind of thing.
And then be close enough to give critique.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of just compliments.
And that's a hard thing to develop with people, because sometimes your emotions can get really wrapped up in like, you take ownership of a specific creative part and you're like, you don't want to change it. And I'm very bad for that. So I need to work on that myself. I'll be the first to say, gentlemen. So
we started out with a pact. Like, we just had a no ego pact right from the beginning, because we like instantly recognizes each other's, like, you know, how we were all different musically, but all brought something very valuable to the table. So just, I think the important thing was, it's just, it doesn't, no ego. Like, if you, when we're practicing, if something's good, it's good, and if it's not, it's not, and move on.
And if you have an ego, then get out.
Or
pretty well.
Or solve it in, like, the bounce castle in the backyard.
That is the best thing. That's awesome. So you guys obviously have your own great sound, but if you could live a day or even like one show in the shoes of a different artist, who would each of you choose?
Oh my God, can I jump on this right away? Because I'm just like aching to answer this question. I would totally love to live in the shoes of Garbage because they are my absolute favorite band in the entire universe. I'm the most influenced by that band ever. I love them. Do you hear that? I love them.
Just in case they're listening.
Yeah, just in case they're listening to Kick right now. So that's mine for sure.
I wouldn't even do a band per se. I would live in the shoes of Bill Hicks for a day. I love Bill Hicks.
So. All right, it can be anybody then.
It's some art form. Comedy.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's tough. I definitely don't have one specific answer. It's anyone who's doing... I just admire the bands who are doing what they're doing and doing it well and being successful and being able to do it for, you know, and not have to worry about 40 hours a week to be able to eat more than ketchup sandwiches.
Wow. Ketchup sandwiches, not cheese sandwiches.
No.
Just going right to the condiments.
Yeah, I like that one from our manager.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Had to save some coin.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break to throw on one of your brand new tunes.
Awesome.
Is that okay?
That's awesome.
Okay. This is Indie Studio, and this is called Underling. It is Indie Studio with Mad Young Darlings. We'll be right back. This is 92.9 Kick FM.
Bow down and enable. Oh, a sister did a soul. The savage opera. so sore, my handle ripped.
My insides are turning.
Hey, you. How come you're not even scratched?
You're new, aren't you?
Actually, miss, I've been all over the world. I've rolled down the halls of Heathrow Airport, been on cruises, trains, and so many safaris, I've lost count.
You're from UN Luggage, aren't you?
The good ones always are.
UN Luggage in the exchange.
Winnipeg Crime Stoppers.
The Wildwood Club is located at 761 North Drive and was the victim of two break-ins towards the end of 2010. In both cases, the person or persons responsible caused extensive and deliberate damage to the building. The first break-in occurred on October 25th and proved costly as several windows and doors were damaged. Damage also extended to the curling ice being covered in glass. Then, on November 28th, another break-in took place and caused even greater damage. The vandalism sustained during this break-in is expected to exceed $100,000. Police are asking for the public's assistance in bringing the responsible parties to justice. If you have information on this or any other unsolved crime in Winnipeg, call Winnipeg Crime Stoppers at 786-TIPS or send us a secure tip online to winnipegcrimestoppers.com. Callers never have to reveal their identity and may be eligible for a cash reward.
I travel a lot. That's why I put my trust in UN Luggage to get me where I need to go in one piece. They carry exclusive brands of the most rough and tumble luggage, so now I can travel the world with ease. So when it comes time to travel and pick a case that can, well, take you places, you know where to go. Can somebody zip me up?
UN Luggage in the exchange. Visit www.unluggage.com.
This is 92.9 KFM.
This is Indie Studio on 92.9 Kick FM. I am Pamela Rod, sitting in with Mad Young Darlings, who you just heard a song from. How was that for you guys?
That was awesome to listen to that.
It's about time.
Particular song.
It's about time. How long was this? It's called Creaturette. How long was it in the making? Because I know I talked to you guys like a year ago.
Yeah. One of the things we learned was it's impossible to actually predict when the record will be finished.
So note to any bands listening, don't give any hints until you have a date in stone.
Yeah, until you're done everything, it's not done. It's just, it was unbelievable. Probably about a year and a half, maybe more, possibly more. I might be being kind by saying a year and a half.
But worth it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. I mean, there's no other feeling in the world than holding your record in your hands for the first time. Like, I didn't even know what to do with it after I had it in my hands. I was like, I didn't think past the moment of holding it.
Like, do I take pictures of myself with it? Do I give it to somebody? So listening to your tune just there and listening to the album, I can imagine, like, music videos nowadays, pretty well anything can be done, but I imagine, like, big stage and big crowd and rocking out. But if you could pick the setting for one of your videos, say for the song we just heard, Underling, what would you choose?
Wow.
Anywhere.
I think I actually like that idea. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Just rocking out.
Actually, yeah,
like, we're just going to take your idea.
Well, no. Like, I think, like, if we... I don't want to, you know, maybe there'll be a bunch of YouTube videos of this, so maybe I shouldn't be, like, spurting out my ideas, but I really wanted to do a song where we're playing on top of a hill, and the cops have just grabbed a bunch of weed, and they're burning it in a big pile. Like, I just, for some reason, thought that was really cool, and I might be alone on that, but, I mean, that's an exciting idea in my eyes, so.
I kind of like that.
There's something cool about burning a bunch of weed and just having everybody enjoy the smoke, even though it's, like... You know,
they're burning it to get rid of
it. Yeah, even though everyone's like, yeah, it's bad, but throw more on the fire.
And you guys?
I don't know how to top that.
Yeah. That's really good. Someone's rushing with a video camera outside now, burning grass, pretending it's weird. So I read somewhere a review of a live show described as convulsive.
Wow.
And what do you think you guys do? I mean, I've never heard that word used in a review before. In this sense, obviously, it's good. What do you think you do in particular to make people enjoy and remember your live performance?
To be as chaotic and psychotic as possible on stage. I think the idea is to be as absolutely as exhausted as you can be walking off. Otherwise, mm-hmm. It's like
if
people pay to come see you.
If my mascara isn't at least, like, at my lips, then I haven't done my job.
Some artists start with it there, just as a beauty. So yours is a good challenge.
Then. Mine's a gauge.
You got a word for that.
Yeah. And your mascara, guys?
Stays on pretty clean.
Yeah. Waterproof. They have the waterproof. Yeah,
yeah. We save the mascara for the weekends.
Good to know. Good thing your show's on.
Yeah, when we burn our weed.
When you burn our weed. So a lot of bands nowadays have their songs in TV shows. You know, there was a time, I think, where there were bands kind of rebelled against that and don't give in to the man, but obviously it's good profit. If you could choose a show that you think your music would fit with, or you just would want to see and hear it on, which show do you think the wheels are turning?
Oh my god. I don't know if there's, I'm just trying to think, like, that's a hard question, because it's like, I don't know about you guys, but I would be really reluctant to use some of our music to sell something for a company. Mm-hmm. So I'd be more comfortable with having it in like an independent film, or maybe in a not so independent film, you know. Hopefully that will be in our cards at some point. But that being said, like, I mean, two of us had to like quit our jobs to make the record, and we like were like very, very poor, like really bottom of the barrel, like, you know, getting my sister to call my parents and, you know, give me food because we have no food in the house. Like, it's pretty brutal.
Ketchup sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly that.
I'll never forget that.
So, you know, we might just take what we can get.
Jersey Shore, maybe?
Oh, God. Hey, no. We'll draw the line at Jersey Shore. I
wanted to really go to the bottom of the barrel there and just throw it out.
You got
there.
I'd cry and get my paycheck.
You're like, oh, Snooki would hand it to you.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't do this.
That's a nightmare. But I could definitely hear your music in, like, an intense, like, final scene of, like, CSI, or that's the only show that Law & Order's still on, I think. One of those crime shows where suddenly everything's come together, but there's still some sort of mystery.
Oh, my mom would be so proud if we made it on a crime show.
Like Law & Order. Every mom would be proud, let's be honest. So we're going to take another short break. Going to come back with a live performance, which is always awesome. This is my favorite part of the whole thing. This is Indie Studio with Mad Young Darlings on 92.9 KIC FM.
Red River College puts its student safety first. To follow up on its Safe Walk program, RRC is launching a text message program called Campus Alerting System.
Hey, I just got a text. There's a situation at Red River College.
Don't miss out on instant alerts on campus closure, lockdown, or other related emergencies. Sign up for the Campus Alerting System and feel at ease knowing RRC wants you to be safe.
Where can I sign up for the college's Campus Alerting System?
To sign up, go to rrc.mb.ca. Achieve the future you want safely through Red River College.
This is a nice apartment.
Thanks.
No way. You have a record player? And tons of vinyl.
Yeah.
The Superman soundtrack? Golden Girls? Sesame Street? Where did you get these?
A garage sale next door.
Oh.
Stuck with meh vinyl? At Into the Music, pick and choose from thousands of records, including new releases and your favorite classics.
Personalize your record collection.
Check us out at the corner of King and McDermott.
I'm John Janak. I was a firefighter for 34 years. I lost my niece Lori, her husband, and their two children. A blocked chimney vent forced carbon monoxide gas back into their home. They did not have a CO alarm. Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Please, install a CO alarm in your home and have your heating system checked each fall. Protect your family now. Don't wait for laws to pass. For more safety tips, go to endthesilence.ca.
Sure, I'm a traveler, but it's not because of my trips to Europe or the Bahamas. It's because I'm constantly on the go. Everywhere I go, I need to make sure that I'm prepared. I need to know that I have everything and that it's all safe. UN Luggage makes that happen. So if my trip is an hour drive or a 13-hour flight, I'm ready for anything. I'm a traveler every day of my life.
Visit UN Luggage in the exchange or online at unluggage.com.
92.9 KIC FM.
Studio on 92.9 KIC FM. I'm Pamela Roz. Right now we have a live performance from Mad Young Darlings.
Mm-hmm.
fight and eat and shoot. You've done a ton of thinking, shoot. You've done your estimating, shoot.
There's no time like the present to reserve your keg of locally brewed goodness from Half Pints Brewing Company. Whether you're having a spur-of-the-moment barbecue or a fancy-pants party, we've got you covered. Half Pints has four different beers and three different sizes of kegs to choose from, starting for less than $50. Pick up the phone and call 832-PINT or go online to halfpintsbrewing.com and place your order. Half Pints Brewing Company. Think local. Drink local.
This is a nice apartment.
Thanks.
No way. You have a record player? And tons of vinyl.
Yeah.
The Superman soundtrack? Golden Girls? Sesame Street? Where did you get these?
A garage sale next door.
Oh.
Stuck with meh vinyl? At Into the Music, pick and choose from thousands of records, including new releases and your favorite classics.
Personalize your record collection.
Check us out at the corner of King and McDermott.
Are you over 40? Does someone in your family have diabetes? Do you have heart disease or high blood pressure? Do you experience tingling or numbness in your hands or feet? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be one of a million Canadians who is living with undiagnosed type 2 diabetes and need to get checked now. The Canadian Diabetes Association, in partnership with Loblaws, Zehrs, Extra Foods, and Real Canadian Superstores, is here to help you get checked now. Visit getcheckednow.ca to learn how.
This is 92.9 Kick FM.
This is Indie Studio on 92.9 Kick FM. I'm Pamela Roz. That was just a live performance from Mad Young Darlings. We were talking earlier about your mascara. By the end of a performance, it has to be by your mouth. And that was one song. And it was already running. That was super impressive. No, it's because it means you're working hard. All the guys are like bright red. That was awesome. Thank you very much. So we're going to relax a little bit. No more intense questions, but we're going to play a game of this or that.
Oh.
Okay, maybe this is a little bit more intense than questions. Yeah? You guys ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay. Cake or pie?
Oh, cake.
Really? I'd go with pie.
Pie.
Sorry, I'm a pie guy.
Yeah, pie.
Wow, you all are very positive. Too much
no
sweet.
Question about it.
Too much sweetness in the cake?
Yeah.
Well, I make cake for you guys sometimes. I hope you pick my cake over pie.
Well, cheesecake maybe.
Yeah.
But okay.
Pie.
What about a good lemon meringue pie?
A lemon meringue is very good.
That's like a cross between the between both.
Okay,
I think that's cakey.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if that's a good enough answer. It sounds like a cheat to me there, Strom.
But just saying what I like.
All right. I don't know your guys' stand on the NHL, but missing an NHL final with your team playing or missing the concert of your favorite band?
I better just pass this one to Chris.
For hockey. Earl, Chris is the one person that shouldn't answer this question.
concert.
Really? Wait a minute. Are you saying that you'd rather miss the concert of your favorite band?
Oh, are we saying
than
missing
miss?
Or attending?
I'd rather miss the hockey game.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah, I'd miss the hockey
game. Chris can answer.
Unless it's a gold medal game, Canada.
No, it's still...
You guys are just changing the rules of the whole game.
Chris is the one sports enthusiast.
Well, I mean, I would go to a concert over a hockey game any day. I mean... Unless I can smuggle wine in so I can watch the game. I don't know. Nothing
or
really
catch
can be...
the concert like on your iPhone or something. All right, rain or snow?
Rain.
Like, wait a minute. Sorry.
Is
okay,
it the first?
Is it like,
year?
I prefer the rain?
That's different.
Yes, this or that? Do you like this or do you like that? Do you
that.
Like rain or do you
I like
snow?
Rain. Okay,
wait,
there we go.
I'm not understanding the concept of this game here.
I knew I should have written down the rules. Shit. You do, though, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Slurpee or milkshake?
Milkshake.
Slurpee.
Milkshake.
Slurpee.
Milkshake.
I'm very torn in this band.
Neither?
Cream slush.
Milkshake, I guess.
Cream slush.
Okay.
Cream slush.
You're a bit wishy-washy on that one.
Yeah, I don't drink either anymore.
Okay. You're over the phase of the cold drink.
Yeah.
All right. Crazy eights or go fish?
Crazy eights.
Crazy
absolutely.
Eights.
Only if it's countdown. Only with countdown. What's the point of doing one round? That's ridiculous. You need to like totally kill your opponent in the countdown. Otherwise,
wow. You don't play with children.
I annihilate the competition with that game. If there's one, I'm not good at poker. I'm not good at any of that stuff. But I can kill in that game. That's one thing I stand by. If there's Olympics, I would enter it with that game.
I'm not gonna play that with Natalia.
Everyone else is like, I really like Go Fish. So
I unfortunately don't have the attention span to play a game that lasts more than 15 seconds.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. War's pretty fast, so we can just add that one in.
Okay, war. Give me war.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, to perform or to record?
Perform.
Perform. Yeah.
So quick, I like that.
Wow, we're all on the same page with that last one. That's pretty good.
No complication in the rules there. All right, I know you guys actually do have a performance coming up at the end of the week.
Yeah.
What are the details?
May 27th, West End. It's our finally our CD release party. So
got a couple of really good bands opening. The Vinyl Tongues are starting out tonight, and then the Baconinists are after them. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait. Please come. Please,
Friday
please
night.
Come. Please come. Everyone's listening, please come.
Do you have tickets on sale already?
Yes. Oh, where are they being sold? What's the name of the place?
You can get them at the West End.
Oh, you can get them at the West End, but they're being sold...
by us.
By us, and...
It's Facebook Mad Young Darlings.
Yeah, Facebook Mad Young Darlings, and it says where you can get them.
Oh, my God.
They are only $10.
That's pretty good for that lineup, and the venue, too.
Yeah.
That's actually was my next question, was where this is the best place to keep updated, but Facebook.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then does that lead to, do you guys still have MySpace and all that stuff?
Yep.
Yeah. People don't really go anymore.
It's kind of it's still
try
there.
Not
it's,
to
it
use it.
It still exists, I guess.
Yeah. It does. I think some, so I actually had one band tell me that was their main place to go still. Which was shocking.
That's so 2003.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's just kind of like it's a little lonely. Like, I feel like you can kind of feel the tumbleweeds when you log on to MySpace and look through it. It's kind of creepy.
It actually breaks my computer at work.
It's like,
I don't, I can't go on it. So Facebook is the way to go then.
Yeah.
We should be getting shares in the Facebook company.
Yeah.
Promoting it so much in MySpace is no more. All right. That's all I got. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's been awesome.
Pleasure.
So next week, coming up, we have a new Renaissance. Actually, my producer, Vanessa Mancini, she's going to be doing the interview because I'm going to be in New York City, unfortunately. No, not unfortunately. But stay tuned for that next Monday at 7. You want to keep updated on all of the guests we have coming up. See videos of past live performances and the one that Mad Young Darlings just did. It's going to be on Indie Studio on 92.9 Kick FM on Facebook in probably either tonight or tomorrow. So if you want to hear it again and see it, see what I saw with the mascara running and everything. That's going to be up there. And we're actually going to end off with another song off of the brand new album. Praying I get this name right. You had to choose the song on the album. That is words I never say. All right. It's Paraben Paraphernalia.
Well, yeah.
Is that close?
Well, it's like, I don't think people normally pronounce the fur, but I always do when I'm reading the word. Isn't it just paraphernalia?
Yeah, but there's an ER.
Silent R? It's, apparently that exists in that word.
You guys can introduce me. Yeah, this is a brand new song from Mad Young Darlings. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Vanessa Mancini will be back here next week. This is Indie Studio on 92.9 Kick FM.
I'm John Janak. I was a firefighter for 34 years. I lost my niece Lori, her husband, and their two children. A blocked chimney vent forced carbon monoxide gas back into their home. They did not have a CO alarm. Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Please install a CO alarm in your home and have your heating system checked each fall. Protect your family now. Don't wait for laws to pass. For more safety tips, go to endthesilence.ca.
Red River College puts its student safety first. To follow up on its Safe Walk program, RRC is launching a text message program called Campus Alerting System.
Hey, I just got a text. There's a situation at Red River College.
Don't miss out on instant alerts on campus closure, lockdown, or other related emergencies. Sign up for the Campus Alerting System and feel at ease knowing RRC wants you to be safe.
Where can I sign up for the college's campus alerting system?
To sign up, go to rrc.mb.ca. Achieve the future you want safely through Red River College.
There's no time like the present to reserve your keg of locally brewed goodness from Half Pints Brewing Company. Whether you're having a spur-of-the-moment barbecue or a fancy pants party, we've got you covered. Half Pints has four different beers and three different sizes of kegs to choose from, starting for less than $50. Pick up the phone and call 832-PINT or go online to halfpintsbrewing.com and place your order. Half Pints Brewing Company. Think local. Drink local.
When you don't trust what's what in your gut, 2020 vision. Ashes soaks piss, someone flashes tits. Time to hit the trail, make a break, that's how we exit instead.
We'll be right back.
Maybe I've been here too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same, but then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. The boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. That every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright.
never want it back somehow. Awake, but still I'm dreaming, and never awaking.
Collected at the borderline, and I want to get up in your head. Cause
lost, be your guide.
Streaming through the clouds, dust and dirt.